Hi, this is Peter Chadi of Creative Media. That's creativemedia.biz, giving your 5-minute weekly NFT legal and litigation update. So let's get right into it. Since last week, here are the significant developments. This past week, it was reported that President Biden may propose a potential expansion of the Bank Secrecy Act to include NFTs and cryptocurrencies. Also, the Treasury Department is conducting an illicit finance risk assessment on NFTs, which is expected to be completed by July of next year. Obviously, very important move to follow. I will, and I'll report back. Okay, then following up on the litigation, the key litigation that I touched upon last week. First one is Friel versus Dapper Labs. As I mentioned, this is one of the most closely followed cases in the world of NFTs. Buyers of NBA Top Shot moments, NFTs linked to video clips of NBA highlights, sued the maker of those NFTs, Dapper Labs, claiming that Dapper was selling unregistered securities. You can imagine, Dapper disagrees, and there are no changes from last week. The most critical recent update was on August 31st when Dapper Labs filed its motion to dismiss the entire litigation, claiming that basketball cards are not securities. My thoughts? Buyers of these NFTs had no issues with moments when NFT prices were going up, one direction only, but they feel cheated now that they have gone down. Case number two, Hermes versus Mason Rothschild. This one is a critical case for all brands to follow. As I mentioned, it's about high-end Hermes, that fashion brand, sued artist Mason Rothschild for infringement based on the artist's creation of Metaverse Meta Birkins, digital versions of their famed handbags that were for the Metaverse. That case, no major changes from last week on the infringement front. Litigation continues with procedural issues, but most recently on September 19th, the court issued a protective order relating to the handling of confidential material. My thoughts? Well, this harkens back to Andy Warhol's famous Campbell's soup can artwork, but this one's very different because here, Hermes did not agree to what was done with the art by the artist. In the Campbell's soup situation, Campbell's was thrilled to have Andy Warhol do some art based on it, thought it was actually free publicity. Here's one more fascinating thing about it. The US Supreme Court in its next term, and you know how wacky the US Supreme Court is these days, will review another Second Circuit court case, because this court is in the Second Circuit, that addresses related fair use issues in the world of art. Those are the issues that come into play here. So stay tuned. I'll keep you posted. Case number three, Yuga Labs versus Rider Rip. This one's another fascinating infringement case filed by the creator of the Bored Apes and against self-proclaimed satirist who essentially sold virtual exact digital replicas of the same Bored Apes. But he said it was a social commentary and claimed that it was fair use. Current status, no major changes since last week. Litigation continues. But I think it's going to be difficult for the court not to find some form of infringement here. And it certainly doesn't help that the court recently just sanctioned the counsel for the defendants for repeated violations of certain court protocols. Case number four, Nike versus StockX. This is another important case involving brands and gets into likelihood of confusion butting up against so-called first sale doctrine. In this case, StockX operates an online resale platform and sells NFT pictures of actual Nike shoes, and Nike claimed infringement. But the defense here is that it's a first case. In essence, StockX claims that its NFTs are being used merely to authenticate those actual physical Nike shoes. No major changes in the litigation since last week, still in the discovery phase of the litigation. But my thoughts are you got to watch it closely. It's going to be interesting to see. And I would imagine that there will be some kind of infringement that is found. That's what, if I were a betting man, that's what I would say. Recently settled litigation. I mentioned this last week. Miramax versus Tarantino is the most important one. This is the one where Quentin Tarantino, the auteur, sold NFTs based on actual script pages to his classic Pulp Fiction, contending that he had the right to be able to do that. But the studio disagreed. They said that his held back screenplay publication rights had nothing to do with NFTs and that they bought all technology that was not specifically identified, but would evolve over time. So they felt like that kind of language swept it all in there. In any event, the case just recently settled in early September, and The terms are confidential, but the bottom line is it's critical to draft your provisions very broadly, whether you're buying or you're selling NFTs. Whatever kind of NFT transaction, you have to anticipate it future technologies, not just what's available today. So if you want to have more detail, you can go to my NFTlegalupdate.com newsletter. I do a weekly newsletter that tracks this, but this is the abridged version. And, finally, I am, as you know, bullish on the NFT market. Lots of pain in the marketplace today, but the long-term value and viability of NFTs is here to stay, especially those with lasting experiential components. So there's real ongoing value for everybody involved. There it is. There's my update for the week. Stay tuned and follow me again on Twitter at Pchaty, Pchaty. Check out my NFTlegalupdate.com. Subscribe to the newsletter and also my firm, creativemedia.biz. See ya.